What does it take to bring you to a point of that brokenness where you lay at the feet of God and say, my life belongs to you, right? We sing it sometimes, and we mean it to so whatever degree we mean it at that point, but the challenge is always, Lord, don't have anything to do with me. I am a wretched, compromised, easy to say I love you person, and I got to have a different attitude. Don't even have anything to do with me. You are so far beyond anything I could ask or imagine. And your plans are so much different than anything I could figure out. So when I finally sit there and I'm in senior college and I call my mom and I say, Mom, I'm dropping out of senior college. I can't stand it. I'm a junior in college. I've been studying for the ministry since I was in 10th grade in high school. All the program I've been in is studying for the pastoral ministry, and I said, I'm quitting. And they said, oh, with a few other things, if you know my mom. And I said, I'm going to St. Paul, and I'm going to become a teacher. Okay. And then later on, I think I've shared with you before, Mom had the talk when I graduated with a teaching degree. But I had tons of credits to make up. I had, the whole, is this a good moment or a bad moment? How do you tell that sometimes? How do you recognize it? Have you got the ability? I don't. Was it a good thing or a bad thing that I gave a kid that turned out to be a popsicle, huh? Was there ice cream in it or not? Well, some of them. Well, some of you were more lucky than others, huh? Well, I lied to a few of you. Too bad, so sad. I owe you one, if you remind. Yeah, I owe you one. So there we go. But the idea, of course, is this. You cannot figure out God. You can't anticipate his greatness, and you can't anticipate the things he wants to do with you. Why do I connect it together with the Isaiah passage that we were reading, where you begin to look at it, and you begin to understand in Isaiah 55. And I'm going to turn there now. If you would have turned backwards and you start looking at it, my thoughts, and I'm going to kind of play with you a little bit in the Greek, my intentions, plans, and thoughts are not your intentions, plans, or thoughts. Neither is your course of life, your mode, direction, or actions going to be my course of life, mode, direction, or actions, says the Lord. I like it because when you start understanding the intensity of a particular Greek word, you begin to understand, you mean, you're really going to mess with everything in my head, aren't you? Yep. I'm going to mess with your intentions. I'm going to mess with the mode that you approach life, the attitude you're approaching it. I'm going to touch every bit of your life, and I am going to move you the way I want to move you. And it finishes off there. Just as loftier in space. Now, don't just think the sky. As far as the stars, moon, sun, as lofty as the heavens are above the earth, so that's how much loftier is my course of life, mode, or action than your code of life, mode, or action. Would I have ever pictured a net so full that it began to tear? No. Would I have ever pictured a net so full that two boats are filled up and they're sinking because of the weight of the fish? No. You begin to understand, I cannot anticipate what God wants to do in, with, and through me. It's a work of the Spirit. It's the challenging information. I've said it in the Old Testament. I will say it to you in the New. Where have you been, Moses? Well, when I was 40, I killed this guy in Egypt because he was slapping around and whipping one of my brothers and Jewish brothers. And then I got so scared I ran and hid out here in the wilderness. So what do you do with your time? I spend most of my time with sheep. How's that working for you? Well, it's not bad. You know, I'm getting old. I'm in my 80s now. He says, good. I got a job for you to do. Take your shoes off. The burning bush is not going to burn up. You better get started because you are going to save my people from Egypt. Oh, wait, God, could you get somebody else? Wait, God, I think you got the wrong man. I don't talk well. I think God, have you got this right? My ways are not your ways, Moses. Will you please be quiet? How many times have we felt that way? We can't always see why God closes that door, why in some cases he moves us in directions, and sometimes it rescues us from the foolishness of where we're at, but it takes us to places we can't possibly anticipate. That's why I jokingly tell people, it's so good that you're finally hit your 80s. You may be of some value to God now, and he may have some children of Israel for you to rescue. You understand? That's not a joke to God. It's not a joke in one sense to me. Our world has dropped these words like retirement. Find that word in the Bible if you can. I never found it. I hope it's there somewhere. But it's not. Die with your boots on, I find in the Bible. All right? That kind of concept I find. But that's part of the challenge. Not as I'm belittling people in retirement, but it's trying to help me. Lord, you're never done with me, are you? Nope. There's somebody you want me to reach, talk to, save, and make a difference in my life today. Yep. All right, Lord, I can operate with that. So you begin to understand. So this passage goes on then. It says this. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth. And the concept here in terms of that is helping the earth drink in, just bring this into the earth that is thirsting for this so much. It goes, you slack the earth's thirst by that, and you cause it to do the things you accomplished it. We had some rain yesterday. I heard 4 inches in Germantown. Some of you had an inch or two by your house. All right? Everything got wet. Someone said, yeah, you got yourself a Polish car wash, Bruce. And I don't know if that's politically correct. A Pole told me it, so. No, it wasn't a Pole, I know. But you begin to understand. The idea, it's meant to be a joke and funny, but you know, the idea that we're understanding is God works this way and does these kinds of things. So here's my challenge for you today. My challenge is for us to exercise such a level of faith that whatever you have planned for me today, help me to flow with it, Lord. The word in the Hebrew and in the Greek both is come alongside and attach yourself so that you begin to flow with someone. If I put my arm around you or you put your arm around me and we lean over to the left and we walk a little bit to the right, we're flowing with one another. When you were dating and falling in love, that used to be kind of fun. I don't know if you still do that or not. But you get this idea of flowing with God. God goes, are you ready? We're going off to the right. Where are we going? Who are you with? You, Lord. Then throw in your net. Yes, Lord. You understand, that becomes the invitation, the challenge, the insight. God is moving us every day this way. God is challenging us with this concept and the idea that continues on. God tells you this, my word that goes out of my mouth, it will not return empty. It will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. I'm grabbing some of you. Your burning bush moment might be coming. Don't be afraid of it. Your God is not, what's his first words to Peter? No more fear. No more fear. I'm going to take you to capture men. Okay. Not even knowing what that implied and everything else. And then finally, the beautiful verse in verse 12 in Isaiah, you will go out with joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst forth before you, and all the trees of the fields will clap their hands. You're supposed to break into song and start dancing. All the trees of the fields will clap their hands. You got it. Here's the answer. I have to walk with such a level of confidence and joy in my Savior that if he says, push off from the shore a few feet, I will push off from the shore. If he takes something I own and says, leave it behind, I will leave it behind. If he asks me to go and take a sharp turn to the right or left, I will have the courage to do that and the obedience and faithfulness to do it. God does that not to be mean to us, but to accomplish his purposes. Peter goes on to be, certainly in my world at least, one of my favorite apostles and disciples, partly because he's such a bum. I mean, he makes so many mistakes. And I go, I can relate to that, okay? Impulsive, mouthy, 101 different things. And I go, And at the same time, here he is laying on his face before Jesus going, how can you have anything to do with me? And Jesus says, you're my man. And that's what I love too. And that's the last thing I want to leave you with. I don't care how many times you've messed up. I don't care how many stupid things you've got caught up in. Jesus grabs you, lifts you back up in the feet, looks you in the eye and says, you're my man, you're my woman. I want you. But God, why would you want me? Don't you know what a miserable sinner? Yes. What did Paul himself, chief of sinners, that kind of concept, the very nature of, and God says, yep, you're my man. You've got it figured out. You won't step forward without listening to me and doing what I ask you to do. So God's mercy and his grace is fresh for us. He's got everything planned from a popsicle to an ice cream-filled popsicle or whatever it turns out to be, something you can't anticipate. And at the same time, his invitation is always, follow with me. Join me arm in arm, hand in hand. Pray with me if you would. Lord God, how good you are. How tender you love your people. How much you care about their circumstances. How often, Lord, you work to open gates of heaven and pour blessing where we don't deserve it. How often you have guarded us from accidents and suffering, and in the middle of suffering, given us comfort and strength and healing. And in the middle of the situations that we prayed for earlier today, we pray for that same commitment and conviction as we walk with you, Lord. Help us to understand what it really means to walk with you and let your will be done in our lives. We pray this all in your name. Amen.